How is el que no tranza, no avanza, affecting our mindset? That's what we're going to tackle on today's show.
Welcome to Debt-Free Latina, the podcast where you can finally realize your dream of being debt-free and feeling peace about your financial future. And now your host, Myra Alejandra Garcia.
Hola, hola. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about the phrase, el que no tranza, no avanza, which means he who doesn't cheat doesn't get ahead. And it's a very common phrase in the Hispanic community. And I want to talk about our mindset. When we have that mindset and we use that phrase, it's really affecting our psyche. It's really affecting the way we make decisions. And how is that affecting us generationally? Because if you heard your mom or your dad say that, or anyone around you use that phrase, they were probably trying to get away with something or thought they could get away with something. And they're hoping that they never get caught. And it's really affecting our mindset. I read the book, The Millionaire Mind. And one of the things that millionaires value the most, actually was number one, it was integrity. And when I sat and thought about that, I thought, if integrity is the number one thing that people value, then it needs to be that for us Latinos. And I started thinking about what things around us are affecting that, what phrases and different things, right? And one of the things that came up was el que no tranza no avanza is hurting us. We can't think that way. We have to fight that. So if you have that as a part of your vocabulary, if that's something that you tend to say, I want you to check yourself. Because your words are powerful, very powerful. And what you say to yourself is affecting your mindset. So we need to be super careful with what we say, with what we believe, with what we tell ourselves. Because if one thing defines your future and one thing that you should value is integrity, then you can't live by that motto of el que no tranza no avanza. You can't. So I want to challenge you. If that is a term you use, when do you use it? When was the last time you used it? And how are you going to respond to people when they use it? Because that's something that I'm going to do now. I feel that the times that I've heard it, it's always bothered me, which was probably why I thought about it when I read the book. It is a value for me now. It is something that I'm going to address if I hear it from a family member or somebody that I love and trust that would be able to take the feedback. I will address it. I will not let it go. If I hear that term or anything associated with that, I will call it out. And it also made me think what other terms or phrases, dichos, whatever, do we use similar to that? And I want to hear from you. So if you know a term, a phrase, a dicho, and you want to share that with me, go to Instagram.com/debtfree.latina. Or you can just use the at debtfree.latina. Go there, send me a DM and tell me. I am so interested in knowing what else I can add to my list of things that I'm going to address, because integrity has to be an important part of our being, of who we are. And if we want to change our generational wealth, we need to change part of our mindset. We need to change part of our habits in order to achieve that. And one thing that I thought was, well, I need to think like a millionaire. So that's why I read The Millionaire Mind. How do they think? How do they do? You'd be surprised. Most of the millionaires in the book drive a 4 or more year old car. They also wear really inexpensive clothes, which was really surprising because I always think like, you know, they have the designer bags and, you know, most people that have money, you would never know. You would never know. They wear just regular clothes. They're not flashy. And so it's not surprising now that I'm looking at it right in hindsight that these people are do well because they're not spending mindlessly on things like brands. They don't. And they have average homes. That was another thing to me. Like I always think of, I want a bigger house. And, you know, if you know me, you know that I would love to live in a nicer home. And it's always been something that I've wanted. I've always wanted this house with white cabinets, ovens on the wall. And that's been my thing. I want a gas stove. Again, because when I lived in LA, we all had gas stoves. And that's something that I really miss. And being in Arizona, I live in a home that has electric and it's all electric. We have no gas here. And I'd have to move to another community that has gas in order to have a gas stove. And so when I read the book and I saw that most millionaires actually have a 2,000 square foot house, and I have a 2,000 square foot house. So I thought, oh my gosh, like they live in the square footage that I live in. It's probably really fancy, some of them, right? But I just thought, how awesome that they don't have these big old houses, these big old mansions that I imagined, right? So the more I read about what a millionaire looks like, how they think, and what they do, I want to start mimicking some of those things. I want to start making some of those decisions and make them consciously, right? Because a lot of our decision making is unconscious. It's just habits that have built over time. It's what we've seen our parents do. And some of it has to do with what we apply as adults. What have we learned along the way? Or what will we like to change? And one of the things I'd like to change is, how do I think? Our words are powerful. We need to be careful with the dichos that we say. Yes, they're part of our culture. And yes, they can be funny, but we need to be careful. And in order to generationally change the direction of my family and so on, I need to make sure that I don't use those terms with my children. I need to make sure that I don't say these dichos so that they don't repeat it. So be kind with your words. Be kind to yourself. Create your budget. Get organized. Christmas is coming. So if you haven't done your Christmas budget yet, you want to listen to the previous episode where I go over what you can do to build that now. Hope to see you in the next episode. We are going to tackle more of these things that I promised a couple episodes back. We are going to cover some more of these topics that have to do with our culture and the way we are brought up so that we can learn from them. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to Debt Free Latina. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can take Myra with you on your journey to become debt-free as you build financial wealth. Looking for more? Follow Myra on Instagram at debtfree.latina, Facebook at debtfreelatina, and online at debtfreelatina.com.